October is almost here. Before you know it, it'll be Thanksgiving. Not too early to start planning, and it's not too early for the annual family argument over who's hosting. Marianne?
Yeah, I think this segment was actually inspired by something that's going on in our family right now.
And tell me about it. I know.
Yes. Feeling the stress and the pressure. Well, if you have ever been the house, you know it's not just the turkey. It's a big expense. It's the tables, the chairs, the flowers, the wine, the cleanup, the endless Costco runs. Hosting can feel like you're running a small event planning business, right, Bob?
You know what? Everyone is always willing to bring a dish, but that's not enough, is it?
Exactly. That is not enough. Even though people are willing to bring a dish, let's be honest, showing up with stuffing is not the same thing as seating 35 humans and making sure that cousin Joe or whoever doesn't take all the corn casserole.
We hosted for years, and the last few years we haven't hosted, and I have never enjoyed Thanksgiving as much as I have the last few years.
But I know, but people in the family are starting to complain, as you know.
Yeah.
So the biggest thing I think is to realize that hosting is a huge gift. And that we should all treat it like it's a big gift. So if you're the guest, offer real support like money, cleanup, or something substantial, not just I'll bring the cookies.
Yeah. I mean, it's a full-time job to host. So let's hear your ideas, Marianne.
Yeah. And also, before I even get into that, if you're the host, you got to speak up early and be clear about what you need. Like if you need cash or setup help or somebody else handling the wine run. And if you're family, remember that the point is togetherness, not the table settings.
Right.
So yeah, like you said, I do have a bunch of ideas that can help erase the whole process or ease the whole process, that is. But you know what? Some of these, you know, may be applicable to you, some not. You can't really do all of these things. And I think that's the thing that we're struggling with right now. So, for example, rotate the hosts every year. I mean, it seems like common sense, but if you spread the love and one year it's at your place and then the next year it's at your sister's place, nobody burns out and everybody knows that it's fair. It's not always possible to rotate, though, as we know.
Mm-hmm. It's a good idea, though. It's a good idea.
Yeah, team host. You can pair up like one person provides the house and then the other one takes care of all the food and drinks. Which is easier said than done, because if you're providing the house, then how do you not have all the stuff there? I don't know. Mm-hmm. That is an idea, though. I mean, if you're very organized, I think you can get away with that. What about this? Now, we have been struggling with this idea, and it takes a lot of planning, but go to a restaurant for Thanksgiving. Book a private room at a restaurant. It sounds really expensive, but sometimes it's not much more than doing it at home, especially if you factor in all the decorations and the groceries and the cleanup, and you get to leave the dishes behind. Now, if you have a huge group like we do this year, it's not easy to get that restaurant reservation, especially not at the last minute. And right now, even though it's September, it's considered the last minute.
Yeah, restaurants, the ones that are open for Thanksgiving, are very, very busy.
Exactly. Who would have thought, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how about potluck with real rules? Not just bring whatever, but make a spreadsheet so that you don't end up with 5 green bean casseroles.
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Cater the main event. You can have it catered. Order the turkey and the sides from a local market or a restaurant. And then you still host, but it's not insane. But in that case, I think you really do have to ask people for money, which is really a very delicate subject.
It's hard to do. Yeah. If you don't want to have your Thanksgiving at a restaurant, maybe just get the food to take out from the restaurant.
Exactly. And then hire somebody just for cleanup. How about all those years, Bob, where we didn't hire anybody for cleanup and we would have literally 43 people at our house and it was a main event. And I would be done at the end of the night cleaning up and saying never again. And you would be, saying never again. Because, but that was on us because we should have hired somebody
I didn't
to
like the clean up before or after.
I know, yeah. So, yeah, that it does get expensive. And then, I mean, this makes perfect sense, although it's extremely hard to do. But some year, maybe you can have this radical idea and then just not invite everybody. I
No,
mean, I don't know if you can do
no.
that, but see, we always invited all the Thanksgiving orphans, like people that we knew didn't have any plans for Thanksgiving, and we'd say, "Hey, come on over and celebrate with us." And then that's why we would end up with like 43 people. But it's really not your job to do that, at least not every year. So if you have a smaller table, you have bigger laughs.
Why don't we be orphans and go to somebody else's
Because
house?
there are six of us.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. That's
We can
right.
just do our own thing, but nobody wants to because everybody wants to see the cousins that came into
Yeah,
town
I
and that are
know.
here just for this.
I know.
And then, obviously the last one would be like shift your theme, go casual, paper plates, buffet style, eat outside if the weather allows. And it's still delicious, but you're not stressing out about matching all the napkin rings.
Yes.
So the message is that it doesn't have to, Thanksgiving should not be feeling like a punishment for the person who has the biggest dining room. And it's not perfection, it's just people. Nobody remembers that floral centerpiece. They remember the laughter and the stories and the slightly dry turkey that everybody swears is so moist this year.
Well, I'll say to you, nobody will remember the floral centerpiece, but you won't listen. You'll insist on decorating like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
What's
'Cause,
on the Savvy Planet website right now?
Well, now that it's fall, you can't drive by a Starbucks without seeing and smelling the pumpkin spice lattes. Everybody is ordering them, talking about them. Well, they've been around now since I think they came on like the end of August. It gets earlier every year, I think. But forget that. I have a delicious Cuban twist on this. It's a pumpkin spice café con leche that's creamier, smoother, and actually way healthier. And by the way, café con leche is just Spanish for latte. So it's got real pumpkin, cinnamon, vanilla, espresso, and it's all swirled into this warm milk. And it's basically a hug in a cup.
You know what? When you say it that way, it tastes better. And I don't even like pumpkin spice or any pumpkin flavor, but I loved this. It was really delicious.
I know I experimented on you and got the big nod from you, so that was really great. It's so easy to make, and I'm going to be releasing a video soon about how easy it is to make, and it's going to be on my Instagram account, which is at Havana Girl. So I will show you how easy it is to make. I mean, it's a breeze.
If you want Marianne's recipe for that healthy pumpkin spice latte, or I can't say it like she does,
Come on,
or
say it. Just try it.
café
Café con
con
leche.
leche. It's not like a
Yes.
gringo. Go to savvyplanet.com, savvy-planet.com. Subscribe to get in on her amazing recipes and her evolving weekly newsletter. By the way, did you answer this listener? Where's that text? Bob, this is a long shot, but I'm hoping you can help. I'm getting ready to make Marianne's pork and beef meatballs with tangy yogurt from Savvy Planet. The only problem is the ingredient list does not include any yogurt, so I don't know how much to use. I tried to
I
reply to the
know.
email, but it looks like it doesn't accept replies. Hoping you get this so you can ask her and let me know. Thank you for your help. I'm a big fan of you and Marianne, and enjoy Savvy Planet.
That was a very nice note, and I did receive it the day before yesterday, and I did update the recipe. I forgot to put in the yogurt as one of the ingredients, and that's the main ingredient. I can't believe I did that. I'm using a different platform, and saving, ingredients is a little different than it used to be. So anyway, no excuses. I put it back in, and I am waiting to hear back from this woman. Her name is Patty, and she was making the meatballs for a book club party that she was hosting, I think, a couple of nights ago. So hopefully she got it, and we'll see how those meatballs were.
And hopefully everyone will live happily ever after. Thank you, Marianne.
Yes. Thank you, Bob.